Well, J.J. Hardy back in the lineup tonight, back at your familiar shortstop. And I'm guessing after a week of answering questions about your back, you are relieved to be on the field.
I am, yeah. I mean, it's been a long week for me, but definitely have gotten better every day, and I think I'm ready to go.
In Detroit, you sat out the first game, and then you played. Then you sat out the third game, and we're told that the spasms actually shifted in your back. Has that ever happened before?
Well, I think it was the second game here against Boston that I was taking batting practice, and I felt something in my back. Played those next 2 days with back spasms, and it wasn't very comfortable. And then we got in late to Detroit. It was bad weather. Buck insisted that I'd take the day, let those kind of heal, and I did. My back felt much better, and the next day, taking ground balls, and it just completely locked up on me on the other side, and I'm sure it had to do with the same back spasms that I played through, but it's feeling a lot better now.
Is this something that throughout your career from time to time has flared up and you kind of know your body so you know, oh, here we go again?
Yeah, I mean, it all happened when I was in Milwaukee. I mean, it hasn't happened since, so it's been 4 or 5 years, but it seemed like every year in Milwaukee it would happen, and I was pretty familiar with it. When it started to spasm up this time, I kind of remembered those pains and remembered what happened before, and you know, I wouldn't have played that day if I thought my back wasn't good, and I thought it was good, and it just spasmed up on me. So it was one of those just freak things, and God, it's never fun when you go through it.
It's kind of amazing the week that it happened, because the spring training credo is for the regulars, get out of Florida and get out of Florida healthy. And here you go, the first week of the season, you have a flare up that came out of nowhere.
I mean, out of nowhere. It was for me, it was probably my most healthy spring training that I've had. Everything just felt good, and I was real excited about it. And then second game of the regular season, I started feeling something, and it was just I don't know where it came from, and hopefully it's in the past now, and I can play the remainder of the season and not have to deal with it anymore.
All right, so you're back at shortstop tonight, and one of the things that is pretty obvious early on in the season, and it's not just the Orioles, is the increasing in overshifting against opposing batters. For batters that you would never think teams would overshift, how much input do you have in that, and do you enjoy the strategy of trying to get in the hitter's head?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times it makes sense. I mean, we got so much data here that you could look back, you know, year, 2 years on certain guys and see how many balls they hit the other way, and it all makes sense. I mean, there's certain situations where there's a, you know, a power hitter like Bautista that maybe we're up a run in the eighth inning, and we're going to play a shift because if he wants to take that single the other way, great, we want him to. I mean, we don't want him swinging for the fences there, but last night, just watching the game, it worked out good. We had a lot of shifts, and they hit right into them pretty much every time. And, you know, knock on wood, hopefully they keep doing it.
Do you ever get surprised when they do it against you when you come up to bat?
Me, myself?
Yes.
I haven't noticed that they do it much against me. I think if they did, I would take the single the other way. I mean, it's one of those things that you got to be careful what guys you do shift, because there are certain guys that you know will change their approach and can do it.
The hitting on the Orioles, everyone knows, will come around. And the expectations, I think, maybe are ahead of this team because the hitting hasn't been there yet consistently. And that's got to be a bit frustrating because the caliber of this team is so good.
It is. I mean, we all know we're going to hit. You know, we're working hard at it. It's just not falling for us right now. I mean, that game in New York when they rolled out 20 hits, that was just an example of what they can do. And you know, hopefully we have more of those games, and if not 20 hits, just more consistent and putting some more runs on the board.
Might have been 25 hits in that game had you been in there.
Yeah, that'd been nice.
Well, JJ, it's great to have you back. Go get them.
All right, thank you.